From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Nearly 80,000 people are expected at a stadium in Denver tonight as Barack Obama accepts the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Delaware Senator Joe Biden accepted the vice presidential nomination last night and wasted no time lacing into the Republican presidential candidate. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Biden introduced his family and biography, but focused his speech on attacking Senator John McCain.
He voted 19 times against the minimum wage for people who are struggling just to make it to the next day. That's not change. That's more the same.
The Delaware senator followed by saying that these times require more than a good soldier, but a wise leader who can deliver change. Biden received a standing ovation, which was followed by a roar from the crowd when Senator Barack Obama made a surprise appearance. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Denver.
Obama goes into tonight's events with a ringing endorsement from former President Bill Clinton, who during the primary campaign questioned Obama's readiness to be president. The former president had been clearly displeased and disappointed when Obama won the primary campaign against his wife, Senator, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton. But last night, Mr. Clinton focused on the future and how he believes Obama can create change in U.S. relations with others around the world.
He will work for an America with more partners and fewer adversaries. He will rebuild our frayed alliances and revitalize the international institutions, which help to share the cost of the world's problems and to leverage the power of our influence.
The Republican convention begins on Monday in the Twin Cities. Republican officials in Minneapolis have finished drafting their party's platform. Russia will be looking for support in its conflict with Georgia today during a regional security conference in Tajikistan. Western countries are condemning Moscow's recognition of two Georgian breakaway provinces. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has more.
As Moscow and the West talk about the possibility of a new Cold War, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is meeting his counterparts from China and four former Soviet Central Asian republics, all members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. But Beijing has been conspicuously silent over Russia's attack on Georgia and is believed to be highly unlikely to back Russia's recognition of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. In Moscow, the agriculture ministry says it may slash meat and poultry imports from the United States, while members of the group of seven leading industrialized countries condemned Russia's recognition of the two Georgian separatist regions and what they said was Moscow's excessive use of military force in Georgia. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
Stock futures are down this morning. Oil prices in international trading are up. Stock markets in Asia closed little changed today. This is NPR News. A political standoff continues in Thailand. Thousands of protesters are defying a court order to end their occupation of the prime minister's compound. They've been there for 3 days now and are vowing to stay until the country's leaders resign. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Arrest warrants have been issued for nine of the group's leaders, and a Thai court has ordered the demonstrators to leave. But they have so far refused to do so and say they will stay until Prime Minister Samak Suntoraweyd steps down. The People's Alliance for Democracy accuses him of being a proxy for deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat and says Samak's democratically elected government has failed to deliver since taking office 7 months ago. Many here had expected the police to arrest the PAD leaders and disperse the crowd last night, but that didn't happen, as more and more people joined the demonstrators' ranks inside the grounds of Government House. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
In Pakistan, at least nine people have been killed by a bomb. Most of them were policemen, killed when their van was blown up. Tropical storm Gustav is blamed for at least 23 deaths in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It hit there as a hurricane and has since lost strength, but Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says Gustav is likely to strengthen once again.
We expect the center of Gustav to pass close to Jamaica later on today. The winds are up to 50 miles per hour with higher gusts, and Gustav could regain hurricane strength in a day or so.
Communities in the U.S. Gulf Coast are preparing for a possible hurricane hit over the weekend. Forecasters say Gustav could make landfall anywhere from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.